All right. I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon this time together, Father. We ask that you would fill us with your Spirit, give us wisdom, help us be faithful to you, Lord, to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to again greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior this morning. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 12. I think we'll begin in verse 35. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table, and will come up and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds him so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have not allowed his house to be broken into. You too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, my master will be a long time in coming, and begins to beat the slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many lashes. But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of flogging will receive but few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. All right. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. This parable, a couple of the boys mentioned some verses about it. But be like men who are waiting for the master when he returns. The Lord will return. We get caught up in our day-to-day lives. We don't think about this very often. Sometimes just kind of gets something that we lose track of. But it says that the Lord will return. The master will be returned. And verse 37 says, blessed are those whose slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself to serve them. And it says in verse 38, whether he comes in the second watch or even the third and finds him, so blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that the head of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, who would have not allowed his house to be broken into. You too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. What I want to just make sure we think about this morning and ponder is that the Lord is going to return. And he said, at an hour that you will not expect. Just at a time whenever we think that everything is going the way we want it to, just at a time we may be caught up in something, this or that, we may be in the middle of a calamity we're trying to fix, but one day the Lord will return, and it'll be at a time that we do not expect. That's why it says to be dressed in readiness, keep your lamps lit. And I thought about that this morning. One of the boys mentioned something about being in the corner. It sparked my mind that brighten the corner where you are. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Being ready and being dressed and in readiness, and keep your lamps lit. Sometimes we get so busy doing everything else that we fail just to maintain and do the very thing that we should be doing. It's so easy for us to step out of our lives and just be doing things that outside of what is really our responsibility. Brighten the corner where you are. You know, I thought this morning just a little bit, we've talked about things before about being, you know, false fruit, fake fruit, and how easy it is for us to create the appearance that we're being fruitful, and in reality, we've missed the whole thing. It's just a fake fruit. It's not real at all. And that's so easy for us to do, to put on this appearance of a fake fruit. The reason that happens most of the time is because we leave the foundation of what we're doing and begin searching for fruit outside of what we're supposed to be taking care of ourselves. It's so easy for us to try to be an evangelist, a worldwide evangelist, just as an example, and travel all over the world and not be able to even work with brothers at home. I don't know how many people we've seen that have just made themselves gypsies, traveling all around, maybe living in a bus, driving around, being an evangelist, but they can't even get along with anybody at home. That's a fruit that appears like, oh, they're an evangelist. But they've left the foundation to go create this appearance of a fruit that is false. There's nothing there. It looks like maybe they've given up everything to follow the Lord and just travel around like a gypsy. But in reality, there's no foundation for doing what they're doing. Whenever the Bible tells us to live as a stranger and a pilgrim in this earth, he was talking to people who were looking for a place. They were people who had everything that they needed, and it was taken away from them. They were being faithful in their life, their day-to-day life. They were being faithful, and someone came in and drove them out or took things away from them. And so they were left with nothing. It wasn't someone just deciding, oh, I'm going to go be a gypsy and just travel around and not have any fellowship or not any responsibility. When we look in the Bible, every time God called someone, It was someone who was being diligent in the very basic things of life. They were taking care of the responsibility that their parents had given them. They were taking care of the responsibility that the church had given them, right where they are. The Bible is full of foundations. In 1 Peter, it talks about add to your faith, charity. Add. And it's always adding to what you already have. It's not just plucking it out of the clear blue sky. When Jesus talked about the foundation, the man that built his house upon the rock, we tell about that, that rock, that foundation was the teachings of Jesus, putting them into practice. But when you just take that story for itself, that they built that house, it was upon a foundation. Because a house without a foundation will collapse. It will fall. It won't be ready when the Lord returns. It will collapse. You know, we hear of people sometimes that a war comes into their community. Can you imagine that? And everything that they've built in their life is just gone in a moment. Everything in their life is just destroyed. Calamities happen. And everything just taken away. And all they have left is what they are. And we talk about the foundations of just being what we're supposed to be. And how often we are trying to do something because we're not content to be just what we're supposed to be. Talked about David in the Bible, just being a shepherd. Wound up being a king. But do you know why he was a king? Because he was a shepherd first. That's why he was a king. If he wouldn't have been the shepherd, he would have never been the king. If he wouldn't have been the little shepherd boy out there just being faithful, taking care of those sheep, out in the middle of the desert, no limelight, no recognition, looked down upon by all of his brothers because he was supposed to be taking care of the sheep, he would have never been king. The king that everyone loves and exalts. The king after God's own heart. Every time God called someone to do something, it was a man or a woman that was faithful right in the place that they were supposed to be. He didn't call somebody that was just out there on a whim doing something, out there trying to gin up something. He called someone that was faithful. Whenever he talks about being dressed in readiness and your lamps lit, is not having some big show or big tale to tell. It's someone that's just faithful right where they are. That little song that says, brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. We want to light the whole world. But the only way to be a light to the world is to brighten the corner where you are. You may be a child, have big plans or big ambitions about what you want to do in life, but that's not where you're at yet. So you brighten the corner right where you are, and you just do your chores. You just obey your parents. You don't just don't just cause trouble with your siblings. You just live a quiet and peaceable life right where you're at. That's the kind of person that God's looking for. That's the one He's ready to call. Someone who's willing to pay His dues, as it was, and just be faithful right where you are. Maybe you're a father. You got ambitions about being an evangelist or a preacher or just really want to be something special with the Lord. And you can't even take care of your own family. That's the fundamentals. That's the basics that God's looking for. He's just looking for somebody that's going to be a leader of His own home. Being a leader doesn't mean you rule with an iron fist. Just your way's the only way. Being a leader is doing what you think to be done and letting people follow you. Not making them. But it's being faithful to do what you have to do, whether anybody will follow you or whether they will not. That's the choice of submission. Submission comes from the ground up. People have to choose to submit or rebel. There's not an in-between. There's submission or rebellion. But the leader is one who just has to do what he knows he has to do. That's all it takes. A leader's not someone that's out there in the front of a battle, charging in a war like that. A leader is someone who's just able to lead, just to do what he needs to do, whether anybody else will follow him or not. That's what a leader does. He's just being the head of his home. First of all, he's just following the Lord. And he's content to be faithful to whatever the Lord wants for him. Being content in the place and the position that you're in. So many times we have people just trying to help everybody. And their own home is neglected. The Bible talks about that if a man has widows, he's supposed to take care of his own house. And that is teaching us that we have to take care of our own responsibilities. If we're helping the whole world and we're helping everybody else and we're just running here and running there and doing all kinds of stuff to help everybody else, but we're not just taking care of what we need to be taking care of at home. We're building on sand. Not only will that all collapse in the end, it'll wreck the very home that God has given us to take care of in the first place. Build the foundation. Build the foundation. And then you'll have something to build on. If everyone does their part, it will all fit together. We get so worried about what he's doing or what they're doing. We're so busy with, oh, I need to run here. I need to do this. I need to do that. And we're missing building the foundation. That is what is required to be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. The lamps go out and we get all not ready and everything in chaos when we're stretched out doing something that's none of our business to be doing. We've missed the foundation. Christianity, godliness, God, He's all about foundation. He built the earth first before He built to put a man on it. What if God just built the man? He made the man, created man before He built the earth. Just that, probably drowned or burned or whatever was going on before there was any order. It wouldn't have worked. God built the place for the man. And then He put the man in it. Satan does things exactly opposite from God. He makes all the fuss. And don't worry about the foundation. Being in readiness, watching for the Lord, is being faithful right where you're at. We want to plan. We want to dream. We want to look to the future. But God is looking for the person who is faithful right where they're at. Take no thought for the morrow. It'll take care of itself. If we don't build the foundation today, there won't be tomorrow. And we'll be living in a dream world all of our lives. People's lives are out of order. They're not happy. They're discontent. They're stressed out. They're worried. Why? Because they're not just taking care of what's right in front of them. We're not happy enough to do that. We're not content enough just to be able to do that. We got to be doing something big. We got to be hustling and bustling and moving all the time. It means I see old people that they just can't stand still. Just driving around in circles if they have to. No contentment there. There's no peace there. Didn't get any better just because they can't move like they used to. Faith is not some great big thing. Faith is being happy and content and peaceful in the position that God has put you in. And if you learn how to be happy in that, don't worry. Just like the faithful pilgrims, soon as you get happy and content and rested in that, you'll get uprooted and God will put something else in front of you. See, the people that were looking for a city, they were looking for a place. Because they were faithful. They were dependable. And it was just taken away from them. And they had to learn to be content in another state, in another place. But they were ready. They had their lamps lit. They were dressed and ready. Because they had learned to be faithful right where they are. Build a foundation. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Brighten the corner right where you are. There's just so much to say for in a world that's full of chaos, hustle and bustle, to find a person that's just happy and content right where they're at. You see, that's what God sees. You know, if you want busy and all that kind of stuff, you can see that all over the place. But being in the position that God's put you in, and someone just being happy there, that's a light to the world. You fathers, you young men, be faithful where you're at. You mothers, you wives, young girls, God has a place for you. God has a place for you. Find it and rest in it. It might not be the most exciting thing in the world, just staying home and taking care of your children. But it's the most powerful thing in the world. Today, people are so uncontent. They're so easily offended because they're not content with what they are. Being content with what you are. That's why people are so offended, because that's where racism and all kinds of things come in. Anger, bitterness, offended, being offended because they're not happy with who they are. And the opposite of contentment, the fruit, contentment, the fruit of that is just peace. The opposite of that is bitterness, because we're not able to obtain what we think we ought to be. And that produces anger. Anger is one of the most destructive things in the world. The opposite of contentment. Contentment builds a foundation. Anger and bitterness destroy. They destroy everything they touch. This world is so full of anger and bitterness. And it might appear that fruit that we're talking about, that false fruit, it might appear like cold and nobody ever gets ruffled. But it's got a wrath inside it that destroys and destructive. The heart of that destructive anger, that destruction, is not being content. Being easily offended. Things not going my way, and so I get all upset. Somebody did something wrong to me. Somebody did me wrong. And people let that grow and grow and grow. And there's somewhere in just allowing being wronged There's a line there that people just cross, and there's no more reasoning with them anymore. Truth, facts, don't mean anything anymore. You can talk till you're blue in the face. That's why the wrath and the anger doesn't always appear like that, but the destruction that follows does. There's no contentment. There's no real peace. It's false because there's no foundation that's really built on faith and trust and being happy with where we're supposed to be. The foundation of being a Christian is being a human. A good human. That's what God created in the first place, and that's what He restored us to. To be a godly man. To be a godly woman. And we get that out of whack, and all this bad fruit comes rushing in. Poison. Destruction. And it can have all the outward appearance of being good, but still be full of poison. That's why we talk about the heart. Get the heart right. That's why we talk about forgiveness. Because that sets it right at the heart. That's why peace and joy is so important. Because it comes from the foundation, the heart. That rest of just being what God wants us to be and letting Him choose the next step. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. You know, if we'll just take care of the little corner that God has put us in right now, right in the home, then we can shine the light a little further. If we can be a light right in the church, then we can shine the light a little further. It starts with each individual. Just being content to brighten the corner where you are. May the Lord add His blessings.